started, so we're now live on YouTube, guys, and welcome everyone to episode 6 of our untitled video game podcast, which will have a name by the end of this podcast today. I'm joined, as always, by Nick Kowalczyk. Nick, how you doing?
Not too bad. How about yourself, sir?
Good, good. Anything new happen this week?
No, not really.
All right, cool. Wonderful. Good radio. Kevin. I'm joined by Kevin Schreppel, K Schrepp online. What's up, Kevin?
What's going on?
Anything happen? Anything exciting happen to you this week?
Yeah, I made the big move to trading in almost all of my Xbox games towards PS4 games.
Awesome. How much did you get back in return? $30?
a dismal 140, actually.
140. How many games did you sell back?
Oh god, like 12 or 13.
What a fucking joke.
Yeah. Well, plus my Kinect. It wasn't getting any use.
Oh, they take those things?
Yeah, actually, I got $15 for it.
Wow. You know what? Thank God Microsoft got rid of all those crazy policies, and we're still going to have fucking GameStop for another 15 years. Woo!
That's right, son. Not going away. Retail partnerships.
Yeah.
My man. You know how that shit works. And then I'm joined by the illustrious, handsome Rob Stoffel.
Oh, hello, boys and girls.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. My car blew up this week. That was fun. Got to fix that a couple times.
wait, your car blew up?
I would say gushed would be a more accurate word of what it did.
Gushed.
It squirted. It's hot green juices all over the fucking floor about 6 times.
Ooh, sounds like a heater core.
Well, I just replaced the thermostat housing and thermostat. And then one of the hoses decided that it was just going to start spraying shit everywhere. So,
cool.
Lucky me.
You're obviously just too sexy for that vehicle, Rob.
This is true. This is true. But I do slum occasionally.
You turned it on way too much.
Did you buy like Justin's old BMW that had 85 million miles on it?
No, not at all. No, he bought that from his mom, remember?
Oh, I remember. I'm just joking.
No, for those who don't know,
Justin's
one.
A friend of ours. We call him the J-Fag.
The J-Fag?
The J-Fag, yeah.
Sweet.
And our tagline for Justin is, things just work out for this guy.
Wow.
He's got this gift. Like, he doesn't have to try. He's just like, I want that to happen. And the shit fucking happens for the guy.
I don't know, man. I mean, okay, sure. We'll leave it at that.
It's been 7 years since I've lived in SoCal, so
yeah,
things might have changed. But
saw him yesterday.
God. And then I'm Rob Castelletta, another one of your hosts. Work has been a painful experience the past 2 weeks or so. Dealing with the Bay Bridge being rebuilt.
That's what happens when you work at an Asian massage parlor.
Ha ha ha. Very funny. No, someone's basically dicking us on a contract that we signed with them, so that's been a lot of fucking fun to deal with, but that's about it. Had a 5-day weekend. It was awesome. I played games for like 5 hours. So
Wow. 5 hours?
I know. Don't be jealous.
I played games for 5 hours in the last 5 hours.
Cool, bro.
So, I played like 5 hours of Diablo 3 yesterday.
All right, well then we'll just transition
right
into what we've been playing. Nick, Diablo 3 for console. Tell us about it.
Yes, it's Diablo 3 for your console. No,
wow.
I got the Xbox 360 version from Activision. They sent a review copy to me for that. And I played a little bit of it earlier in the week, but I needed to finish up Splinter Cell so I could write a review on that for the site. And then I played a bunch of Diablo yesterday. Got through like the first like main story arc of the game. I mean, it's good. It's the PC version. The visuals are kind of turned back a little bit, you know, toned down, obviously. And then, like, every single button on the controller is used. There's, like, all your skills are mapped to a different button on the controller, and they just kind of unlock as you go through the level. I was a little disappointed that you couldn't really change the layout of the controller at all. It's just kind of there. And the other disappointing thing in the game is there is no auction house. So I don't know if that's something that they're going to be adding later or what, but yeah.
Didn't they can the auction house on the PC as well?
I don't think so. I think they just, you know, fixed it up so they couldn't do that crazy, like, you know, real life money stuff. And
okay, so they took out the real money. They took out the real money auction house. Okay.
Yeah, double check, Rob. I play Diablo 3 on PC. I'm venturing to guess that you have as well.
Yeah.
Kevin, have you played Diablo 3 on PC?
No, I don't care to either.
Okay, Nick. So. The burning question that Rob and I have is, we already have it. Is it worth buying again on console?
Well, from the one of the cool factors I thought on it is it does have couch co-op. So if you wanted to sit there with a, you know, buddy up to four people or whatever,
none of us
play
do.
On the couch.
No one does.
Well, I don't have friends. Exactly. Other than you, Nick. Well.
I don't like people.
Well, okay. Yeah, I mean, if you didn't play it on PC, it's definitely worth picking up. If you did play it on PC, I mean, I don't know. It just depends on what you enjoy more. If you enjoy sitting on your couch looking at the big screen playing or not. I mean, the visuals aren't that bad that you're going to, you know, look at it and go, oh, crap, you know, so.
Yeah, I remember it being one of those games I was super happy I had three graphics cards for. So mind-blowing.
Yeah, it's a fun game, right? I had fun playing that game.
You know,
a year ago.
Yeah, I mean, it was cool. It was cool to play. I think after a while, though, I started beating my head into the tables. Like, I'd play it for 2 hours at a time and be like, this is cool. And then I would end up in the next area and be like, all right, I found the 400,000th sword that is worse than mine still. And I'm wearing the same fucking clothes from six levels ago. Like, it just, I don't know. After a while, I was like, all right, I'm done. I don't want to finish this.
Exactly, it's like you sit there and you get a legendary item or something. Like I got one legendary item that dropped, and I'm like, oh my god, a fucking legendary! This is wow. I've only heard about this shit, and it's worse than everything I already had. Like, well, in a loot based game, I would like to get better fucking loot as I go along, but I didn't always get better loot, so I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
yeah.
No, I mean, you know, it's definitely one of those games where it's you know, a totally different experience when you're playing it with you know, co-op with other people. So, you know, I could see where if you're playing it by yourself, it would probably get very repetitive very quickly, but, you know.
And I totally agree with you. I think you're absolutely right on that.
Yeah.
About the co-op?
Yeah, I think, I played Diablo 2 online, but I never played the third online. And maybe that was just my lack of interest in general at some point, but I never actually ventured into co-op or online in the third.
Yeah, for me, it was a good game, but it was more of like a time waste. Like, oh, I've got 20 minutes. I can't really sit down and play Halo 4 right now. I'm going to play, Diablo. That will fill 20 minutes of my time. Great.
Yeah, absolutely.
I will have to say that I am happy to see Blizzard actually come back and put a game out on consoles, though, because it's been, you know, they did Diablo 1 back on PlayStation 1, and it took like... I mean, I remember that game was, like, ridiculous. It took, like, a whole memory card. One save was, like, a whole PlayStation 1 memory card or something like that for the game. So, I mean, but it's nice to see them, you know, branch away from the PC and actually put a game out. So, hopefully that means, you know, their franchises will start bringing over to the consoles.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Anything else you've been playing that you want to talk about?
Splinter Cell. I finished Splinter Cell, played some more Splinter Cell, Spies vs. Mercs.
Let's wait for Rob, because I know that he's really pissed off that he wasn't able to show up last week because he really wanted to talk about Splinter Cell. So we'll wait for Rob.
Sure.
Kevin, what have you been playing?
Recently picked up Splinter Cell, put in about 2 hours of it, but actually the Ultimate Vault Hunter Pack 2 came out today for Borderlands 2. And I've been kind of gay for that. y'all know me.
I saw it today. I was like, oh, Jesus Christ. Here it
is.
Did you instantly think of me?
Yeah, can we just put a sign up when we ask what we're playing over Kevin's face that just says Borderlands 2?
I'll just have a Vault Hunter symbol just pop up right here.
Cool.
Yeah, I know you're not really excited to hear about it. You know, that's all I play.
Well, I actually tried to play some Borderlands 2 this weekend with my brother, and it's been months since I've played it, so I had to download the multiplayer client or whatever.
The compatibility packs?
Yeah, and for whatever motherfucking reason, I kept getting a disc read error. And so for 45 minutes, I'm turning off my Xbox 360, I'm turning it back on, I'm ejecting the game, I'm looking at the game, there's like no fucking scratches on this thing. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck is going on with this thing. I got so frustrated. I was in a party chat with my brother, and I was telling him, I said, this is the one, I'm going to try it one more time, dude, one more time. And then this is all he heard. Fuck! And everything went silent because I had ripped the Xbox like out of my entertainment center. Just ripped it the fuck out. That was cool.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. It was kind of funny that you mentioned that because the same exact thing happened with that review copy of Diablo. You know, I opened it up and I think Kevin was actually over when I started playing it the first time. And I put it in and the first thing it did was it was like... there's an issue reading this game. The disc may be damaged or dirty, and I said, shit. I'm gonna be pissed if they sent me this game.
Activision, you know, could you send me another one?
Play it. Yeah. Hey, can you send me another copy? This one's not working. Yeah, right, motherfucker.
I can't seem to put it in my console right.
So do I put it with the picture side down or the picture side up?
It's shiny side up, isn't it?
Yeah.
I tried ice skating with it beforehand. I don't know if that helps.
One other thing I wanted to mention that was actually kind of a pleasant surprise this past week was, you know, when I did the review of Splinter Cell, I was pleasantly surprised because I have it on Xbox and I played through the whole thing on Xbox, but I also got a Wii U version from Ubisoft, and the Wii U version overall is superior to the Xbox 360 version as far as the visuals. And that, like, frame rate, the way the game runs, I was surprised because that game suffers from some major screen tear, and really? It's like non-existent in the Wii U version. And it does, okay. And you don't need to do the HD texture pack install either. So,
you know, that's partly because the Wii U is using a Blu-ray disc, and the Xbox 360 is on a DVD. I think that's the big reason why.
The PlayStation version does an install as well, though.
But the PlayStation does it because that original Blu-ray drive was so... like the memory read from the Blu-ray drive to the hard drive or something was like really slow, so you'd speed it up.
I gotcha.
Oh my god, it was brutal. I remember those days.
So, Rob, since I said that we're going to wait for you to talk about Splinter Cell Blacklist and everyone's fucking blowing their loads... What do you think about Splinter Cell Blacklist?
I love it, man. You know what? I think I played all of them since the beginning. And I remember the first one or two really hooked me, and that was a cool fucking game when they first came out. And they kind of lost me the last couple of games in the series, but I played them because they're entertaining. This one, though, they've added so much shit to do. I love the fact that I can do dumb shit like upgrade my plane, which give me advantages elsewhere or different weapons. I love the fact that I can play all the fourth echelon missions. Mm-hmm. That have nothing to do with the actual game itself, other than you make money, you can upgrade shit, and they're fun little diversions. And I think the one thing about Splinter Cell that I think some people either love or hate is the fact that it's a stealth game, man. You know, don't kill anyone, don't get spotted, don't get caught, has always kind of been their mantra. I mean, obviously you can diverge from those things, but I like to go in and blow shit up sometimes and just start shooting people, or... cause more damage than I have to, but I like the fact that the game gives you three different ways to play, either the ghost style, panther style, or what was the other one?
Assault.
Yeah. I enjoy the fact that it gives you these three different ways to play, and it doesn't penalize you for playing any of the which ways. And matter of fact, it throws you in situations where, you know, on one of the fourth echelons, it's all about not getting caught or spotted. One's about just fucking barricading yourself in a room and blowing everybody up. And then the other one's kind of a mixture of the three. I really do appreciate that. They give you those opportunities to play different ways the entire time. Because if I had to play from start to finish, stealth and ghost style, I think by the end of the game, I would be itching to pull the fucking trigger. You have all these cool guns and all these cool gadgets.
Right.
And I think it would suck if you, if they didn't give you enough opportunities to use them, but they totally come through. And I think, I'm actually really impressed with the game. They did a really great job. I'm playing on a PC and it looks fucking amazing.
Have you been doing any of the co-op stuff, or have you been doing it all solo?
No, did a little bit of co-op. Not enough. I definitely played Spies versus Mercs a couple times. I did the one where you have to plant or hack a system or something, and the Mercs have to come and kill you. That shit was fun. But I can see it being something I do after I finish the game.
Okay.
A bit more.
See, I'm mixing it up a little bit. Like, I'll play one of the campaign missions, and then I'll see if my brother or Nick or someone's online, and we'll dick around a little bit. Like, to me, I like that there's just so much to do in the game. Like, I mean, we talked a couple weeks ago about Gone Home, which I thought was a really great game. But then I'm looking at Splinter Cells. Like, for my $60, I'm like, holy shit, there's so much for me to do.
There's a ton to do.
What was that?
So there's a ton to do. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's like, I could see that game because the multiplayer aspects of it are not just, don't just revolve around death matches,
yeah,
which I appreciate, and there's a lot to do in that game. I mean, it's no Metal Gear Solid. Let's just get that out the table right
Come
now.
Come on now.
Agreed, but I think they're different games.
Yeah.
As a whole.
They are. So, and Rob, any final thoughts on Splinter Cell?
You know, I will add this in. I do appreciate how many different ways they allow you to play, and I mean that in the sense of they have tablet integration or app integration.
Have you tried that?
Yeah, I have.
It sucks, doesn't it?
It's boring. It's not awful, but it's, and I'm sitting in a fucking dentist's office in a chair. It's kind of cool that I can run around my little fucking spider bot and collect cash and unlocks for my game for later on when I get home. That's cool. I dig that. I like the fact that there's like goggles you can get that are special, you know, and like different suits and stuff. Like, that's cool to me. I mean, it's by no means the only way or the specific way to play the game, but it adds just a little bit to keep you, you know, keep Splinter Cell on your mind when you're out in town and at work or whatever you're doing.
Yeah, I agree. And the other game that you've been playing that none of us have played, I don't think, is Saints Row 4.
Yeah. Row 4. Have you played any of them? Any of you guys?
Yes, I played the third.
You played the third?
What did you think, Kevin?
I've played all of them since the beginning.
No, so you're just a fan then, huh?
I wouldn't say that. I bought it. I bought the first one just because GTA wasn't out yet, and then it was, you know, whatever. Second one was pretty good, but I think that was when GTA came out. So, and I played the third. It was all right. I haven't played the fourth yet.
I thought the third was a blast.
I thought it was awesome. I loved the third.
It was just too crazy for me. I mean, it was funny in parts.
Too crazy for K-Shrep Online?
Yeah, that seems fucking impossible, dude. That's when you know you shouldn't be playing it, when it's too crazy for K-Shrep.
Yeah. Well, so then the third one, if you don't like the third that much, you're definitely not going to like the fourth, which is essentially a reskin model of the city, except it's a simulation now, all of a Matrix. And you are the president of the United States, and aliens have taken over the world. This game is fucking nuts. I mean, at one point in the game, I swear to God, they are arguing with each other whether or not the game makes any kind of sense at all. and your character goes, you know what? I'm just gonna go with it. Like, cause they're arguing back and forth for 5 minutes on whether or not why this shit, you have to play it, but it's awesome, dude. I mean, if you like the dildo bat from last game, they've changed it, and this is the best part ever, to an anime tentacle.
Which is fucking awesome.
What?
the giant dildo fucking bat.
I remember the giant dildo.
Yeah. Well, now it's a fucking, it's called the Violator, and it's an anime tentacle. And it's so fucking awesome.
Here's my question on Saints Row 4, is that I really like Saints Row 3. Is Saints Row 4 just more Saints Row 3?
Essentially, here's what's different, though. The superpowers are insane. So the second you start getting powers, the game completely changes.
Okay.
And I appreciate it a lot. I can understand why some people wouldn't. They'd want the game to be more like Saints Row 3. Totally understand. I can jump halfway across the fucking city. I can fly the other halfway across the city. Just all the little stupid shit. I mean, I can run faster than any fucking plane can fly in the game. So, it's God. Just, it's ridiculous. It's like playing the game on God mode, but in this specific style of game, it lends itself, in my opinion, to how crazy it is and how crazy you want to make it. I mean, I've been playing with another person the entire time since the beginning, and we're just having a fucking blast blowing shit up, so.
Okay, cool.
I dig it, man. So, I think you'll like it, too. If you like the third, I think you'll like it.
I do. I really did like the third. I've got to budget stuff out for the rest of the year, though.
And yeah,
it's one of those things where it's like I like the third a lot. One, I'm kind of hedging my bets that maybe early next year, within the first 6 months or so, that Saints Row 4 is going to end up on the next-gen consoles. Might be wishful thinking on my part. But I'm waiting because I got both of those systems on pre-order and I got a whole bunch of new games coming in like all at once in November.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a casualty. Saints Row 4 is, for me, is a casualty of that.
I hear you. It's worth it in my opinion, but you know, I think you'll like it. You'll pick it up on Steam in 6 months or whatever, or if it comes out.
Motherfucker, please.
You got a PC? You're using it.
Yeah,
I have to.
I think to me it was on the Saints Row. It's kind of that game that I see myself picking up down the road when it's like a budget price, because I can just see it as one of those games where you're really gonna fool around. You're not really too.
Oh, yeah.
You're not really too concerned about the actual story or really getting anything done in the game.
But it's a video.
I disagree. It's fun.
So crazy.
There's so much shit to do.
It's fun.
I mean, it's just as far as how many side quests and little activities you can do. And then the story itself unlocks different shit, like different powers and stuff. So I totally think you'll be inclined to finish the game and play the story itself. And it's fucking ridiculous, dude. It's well written and dumb, and that's the point. You know, the parody of everything is ridiculous. Dude, you're on a ship like Mass Effect. You can romance every character in the game that you're around. I got a blowjob from a fucking circular robot the other day.
Yeah.
I swear to God.
I saw that online.
Yeah. You know, and then Keith David's, you try and get him to sleep with you, and he just tells you how awkward it would be. And there's like 15 different, and it's not just like one saying he keeps saying over and over again. He keeps changing his responses while he won't sleep with you. It's awesome.
Awesome. Awesome. And I guess, do you have anything else on Saints Row 4 or Splinter Cell, or have you been playing anything new?
No, just those two. And okay. Candy Crush. What?
Fucking
wow, Candy Crush.
Candy fucking Crush.
I gave that up months ago.
No.
Rob, you're I'm going to put you on timeout. I'm going to mute you for 30 seconds.
No!
I muted Rob for 30 seconds. So.
All right, well, if Rob ever runs out of lives, I guess my wife can give him some lives in Candy Crush.
Hey-o!
My wife's on like level 380 something.
Wonderful. Hey, Rob, can you talk?
Nope.
I think he's just messing with you now.
I just muted. Wait, hold on.
I muted myself, dick.
Very good. So if you want to call me a dick, you can call me a dick after I tell you I've been playing Final Fantasy 14.
Oh, what? God.
Really? Really, positive can't, reaction from all of you guys.
Can't stand
I stopped playing that,
that kind
series
of game.
After 9, I think, maybe even 10.
Well, if you don't, I'll tell you what it is, Rob. Final Fantasy 14 is a relaunch of Final Fantasy 14,
which was abysmal.
Which was a major, major issue. So, A Realm Reborn, I should say, is the relaunch of Final Fantasy 14.
Does it still look like shit on the wall?
Was that?
Does it still look like shit splattered on the wall?
Yeah, but that's not the point. It's not to, the point is not to look good here. The point is to have fun.
Oh,
no, the point is to sell the game.
How much does it cost a month to play this?
$4,000
a month.
$15 a month, really. In the
$15 a month.
In the age of free to play MMOs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Paying $15 a month to play the relaunch of a failed game.
I'm getting 30 days for free.
Oh,
for
my goodness.
Game.
30 days.
Whoa.
You ought to be able to make your level days. Like 4.
Whoa.
I'm already level 4, motherfucker. What?
Yeah.
I'm in that shit level 14.
I mean, you know, we all know that Star Wars did so well with BioWare. I'm sure Final Fantasy would do just fine for 15 bucks a month. Oh, wait. That's right.
Well, I. So this is my first experience playing an MMO.
Oh, God.
And I was like, you know, I like Final Fantasy, so I think I'll give it a try. I'm having a really good time with it. I'm surprised.
You jump into a pay-to-play one? You don't try, like, a free-to-play MMO first?
Yeah. Well, I had a gift card for Best Buy, and I was like, fuck it, I'll just try this out. Something new and different that I know that none of you guys would be playing, so I just bit the bullet and bought it so I could play it and talk about it. I mean, there's a reason
none of us are playing it, Rob.
You guys are real gamers. I'm the only true gamer on this podcast.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I said it. I said it out loud.
It's calling us out. Okay.
But I will say this. My first experience with an MMO, goddamn, those fuckers start off slow.
There you go.
And I was like, oh, God.
Well, so everything's slow. It's intentionally slow. They want you to take as much time as possible. Think about
it. Once I got into it and started like doing like, you know, the beginner's quests and stuff, like, I was having a good time with it. I can see myself. I mean, I'm not going to extend past my original 30 days. That's for goddamn sure. I'm not going to be spending $15 a month on that
game. That's a flying recommendation.
Saints Row 4, no go. Final Fantasy Online, sure. $15 a month extra, why not? Priorities are fucked up.
Thanks, Rob. Welcome. Appreciate that. You've been a dear friend for me. How long have you known each other? 13 years?
Oh, it's got to be, man, at least.
Asshole.
If you gave him $1 a year for every year you'd known each other, he still wouldn't have enough to play 1 month of
money. Touche. Listen, guys, I'm not saying I'm going to spend the $15 after my 30-day trial's up.
Yeah, you
well,
were.
I'm saying that I got the recommendation for a game. I bought this game so I could play it for 30 days.
People like MMOs. If you like MMOs and you're willing to pay the $15 a month, I mean, this is coming from someone that's never played one
of
those games because I never had interest in it.
PC, what?
PlayStation 3.
PlayStation 3. So you're getting like the watered down version anyways of an MMO.
Am I?
Are you?
Am
yeah. I?
Why?
Without a keyboard? I mean, playing an MMO without a
keyboard. I could plug a keyboard into my PlayStation 3, son.
Oh, are you doing that?
No, why the fuck would I want to communicate with anyone?
No?
All right. I'm tired of you guys fucking badgering me about my selection of Final Fantasy 14, so we're going to move on.
That's what we're here for.
What? Yeah. Tales of Exilia now?
Oh, God.
No, you know what? I let my butcher... I told you last week, I let my butcher borrow it.
Racist butcher.
Who in the what?
And he said, oh, yeah, dude, I'll be working all weekend. Come pick it up. I'll bring it with me every day this weekend in case I see you. So, of course, I have to go grocery shopping. And I go to the butcher counter, and I was like, hey, dude, like, you bring it? Oh, dude, totally forgot, man.
Yeah, you're never getting that game back.
That fucking game's never coming back. Fuck! Try to be a nice fucking guy, and that's what happens.
You should be glad he did you a favor.
No, he didn't. That game is so fucking good, dude. That game is so good. You have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay.
Anyways, right. I'm tired of you guys making fun of me, so we're going to move on to... Unless any of you... Do any of you guys have any other games of consequence that you want to quickly talk about?
No.
I've been playing Free Dead Rising.
Selection of games.
You played Dead Rising, Rob?
The free one, the second one. Been playing it a bit. It's free. It was free on Xbox this month for if you had a gold subscription.
Yep.
So I played before. Last month. Really loved it. This time around though, I'm playing with another person, and it is fucking just how many loading screens you have to go through.
Oh yeah.
Jesus Every Christ. Time I mean, I remember how bad it was with one player. With two, it's like, oh, okay. Man, it's cool. This game is really fun. Trust me. Just wait another 5 fucking minutes so we can start playing another 30-second section.
So. Yeah. Sounds like a real winner.
Yeah, I'm hoping the third one all this shit's fixed. I imagine it will be. But.
Well, I'm sure.
Don't forget this month you can pick up your free copies of Rainbow Six Vegas, a game from 2006.
That shit was awesome back in 2006.
That was exactly that
and
was awesome.
Magic
in 2000
the Gathering
motherfucking
Xbox
6.
Live arcade game. So you know that Xbox Live Gold free games, it's paying off in spades.
What a bunch of bullshit. Giving me fucking 8-year-old fucking games?
Yeah.
Congratulations. Thank you so much.
Yeah, what's
PlayStation
free
Plus is much better.
Yeah, what's
much,
free this
much,
month
much
on
better.
PlayStation
Plus? Motherfuckers are entitled.
Assassin's Creed 3? You know? Triple A blockbuster hit title from this past year for free.
Yep.
Or a game from 2006.
You entitled that, motherfuckers.
The characters look like they were built from Duplo blocks.
Rob, I'm just pointing out that the PlayStation Plus value right now in terms of the games that you're getting and the licenses that you receive is much better than your free Xbox Gold games that you get.
I'll have
you
to can't jump on my that. PlayStation later on to confirm that. I won't believe you.
All right.
Do it. You want Hitman Absolution?
I already have it. You know,
it's free right now. Hitman Absolution.
But that's the point.
Right now.
That game is free, and that game is, what, 10 months old, if that?
Is it even that long? I think it was like 6 months, yeah.
And so if I'm a PlayStation Plus member, I didn't buy that Hitman game, but hey, I'm a PlayStation Plus member. I can download it and play it.
Oh, that's totally versus... awesome, man. I'm just fucking getting it.
Yeah, I know. I know. I'm just pointing it
out.
Free
is free, in my opinion. I don't care if it's from 2006 to 2015. But...
That's true. I did download Dead Rising 2.
We all did because it's free.
Yeah,
exactly.
I just want the license.
Yeah. The only problem with all these free games is that you just download them because they're free, and then there's so much shit coming out, you never go back and play them. I don't know how many games I have stockpiled on my PlayStation 3, like great titles like XCOM. You know, XCOM that everybody fucking loved last year. I have not even played a single game of that. Because yeah, there's so much other shit I've been playing.
You know, I will say this, though. I was looking at the release schedule for the next 3 months, and it feels a little bare compared to the last 2 years. I know it's new console launches. Shit's going to be a little weird for a while. But I just, like, this time of the year, I'm fucking pumped every year. Because it's like, boom, 1 week, one game. Next week, AAA game. Next week, fucking cool games. You know, low-key. It doesn't matter, but this year I was looking at all this shit. I was like, Battlefield, Call of Duty, and that's about it. I mean, everything else is kind of low-key.
Grand Theft Auto 5, what are you talking about?
Okay, GTA 5, yeah, awesome, great, but what else?
Yeah, but I think what Rob's saying is after GTA 5, there's yeah. I mean, nothing. The past few years is like September every week, and then for sure October. November is a fucking bloodbath. You're trying to figure out how you're going to, you know, trying to figure out how to get the money to get those 8 cool games that you really, really want that come out on the same day.
I'm looking at selling kidneys in the black market in fucking November.
Yep.
Not my kidneys, but somebody's kidneys.
Somebody else's kidneys.
Yeah. Telling family members, hey, I can't buy you Christmas presents this year because I bought 9 games last month.
I'm sorry, wife. We don't have a home to live in this month, but we do have to go to your mom's house so I can play video games.
Hey, exactly. Rob, why is your bathtub filled with ice? Nothing, man. I'm having a kegger later.
there's blood in it.
Just drink this. Drink this, okay?
Okay, okay. Let's move on to some news, shall we?
Oh, nope. Boy.
Oh, yes. So.
Announcing the 2DS. Woo!
Yes. Nintendo announcing the 2DS.
I don't know why this shit's getting so much heat. First of all, who fucking cares about Nintendo? Second of all, it's fine. I get it. It's just like, all right.
Do you? I don't think you get it.
Not everyone likes their fucking 3D bullshit, so it's fine. I mean, I know you can turn it off on the 3DS, but if it's cheaper, right? What, like 50 bucks, 75 bucks cheaper?
Something's like 130 bucks.
Built by Fisher Price.
Yeah, but to be fair, they basically came out and said, "This is for 7-year-olds."
Yeah,
basically.
You can't fault them for having something because their handhelds fucking kick ass, man. A lot of people have them, and they just basically came out and said, "This is for a 7-year-old. This is for younger kids. That it's more durable than a hinged clamshell 3DS, and there's no 3D in it."
Yeah, I guarantee those things are gonna fucking sell like hotcakes.
I think it was Nintendo's last minute scramble to actually try to be able to get their hands in the pocketbooks of parents this holiday season. They realized.
I think their last minute scramble is the second piece of news because they've now dropped the price of the Wii U $50.
Again,
yeah,
who cares?
It's still not going to sell. So
yeah,
but let's talk about the 2DS for a second again, though, and talk about durability and stuff like that. So they bring out a non-hinged portable system. So it's portable, but I can't fold it up and put it in my pocket. So that makes a lot of sense. Yeah. and my 7-year-old is going to handle it, and the screen is going to be exposed all the time. So now that shit will go skidding across the pavement at the parking lot of Target, and it'll be scratched up in no time.
But Nick, it's going to be $130 to buy him a brand new one versus $100 and what? $70?
Trash that one and buy a new one. Sonny scratched it up.
That's right.
It's a fucking tablet.
The other thing is that it uses the one touch screen for the whole system. So what's bizarre is instead of leaving both the bottom and top screen to have touch functionality on it, they put a laminate layer over the top screen. So when you touch it, it won't respond to touch to keep, you know, the bottom screen touch and the top portion of the screen non-touch.
That's a big deal. I mean, I don't see why that's a big deal.
I don't know. Just an opportunity for a little more innovation if they're going to do something, you know? So.
I think they didn't, innovation went out the door with the Wii, with Nintendo.
Yep.
Indeed. Indeed. So we also, we touched on Nintendo finally saying after, what, a week ago, saying the price wasn't the problem with the Wii U. No. They've now dropped the price, $50. Kevin, are you sold?
No.
Really?
Unless they give it to me for purchasing a PS4, then I'll play it, but if that's not going to happen, I'm never going to touch one.
Did you see that the president of Nintendo came out last week and was like, look at the launch lineups from PS4 and Xbox One. These are bullshit launch lineups. Nothing like Nintendo does. And I was
the
like, wait a minute.
On that
I don't even know four fucking games that are on Nintendo's Wii U. Like, I don't know four fucking games. Unless it starts with Super and Mario, I don't know shit about what's going on with Nintendo. That's a fucked up launch schedule. There are AAA fucking publishers who won't even publish games for their fucking console. You have to be shitting me. Seriously. They are on the fucking Titanic, and they are sinking fucking fast.
Exactly. And that was just some PR bullshit. I mean, when you don't have a legitimate answer to what's going on, you know, but you can't, you know, show that you're failing. You have to show strength. You can't show weakness. So, of course, you know, what are you going to do to the people that have invested money in your machine, you know, to keep some consumer faith in your product? You're going to answer something like that. Like, oh, the Xbox One, PS4 launch lineup? Meh. You know?
Yeah,
we're
because
Nintendo.
You're not getting any
we got
of those
this
games
shit on lockdown.
Jealous.
Yeah, but man, I'm just saying, like, make something up if you have to. Don't come up and say something like, we have 6,000 games for our system, and they only have 4, when obviously you can verify those facts really quickly and see what they have versus, you know, what the other companies have. It's a joke. It's like, dude, you tell them you have big plans for your system, that something amazing's coming, even if you don't. But don't start saying shit like, well, our system's going to be more powerful than the fucking Xbox One when it comes out. Like, because we have a special fucking software update coming, and it's 6 gigs, and that's bullshit. You know that's not going to happen.
How am I going to fit? My memory isn't good enough. How is that going to be housed in my memory?
Battlefield 4, Call of Duty Ghosts? Shit, son, wait till you play Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze.
Boom!
That shit will blow you out of the water.
We're coming out with Call of Battlefield. It's going to combine them both. It's crazy.
You know, when I saw that comment from Reggie, I was thinking to myself, motherfucker, do you realize that you had, what, Nintendo Land as a pack-in game? You had Batman Arkham City. You had Assassin's Creed 3. How many games that were out, you know, a year ago that you're launching with that these third-party developers are basically putting on your system because they don't have to develop a new IP. They can get to know your system and put their fucking seed team developers on it just to get a fucking game out there. It's like, why is the Wii U not selling? Is it because of the price?
I think it's because of the games, man. I think that they just
exactly
don't have shit.
Exactly my fucking point. It's games. Because of the fucking games.
And it's actually
or lack
shit.
Thereof. What's that, Kevin?
I said the console's actually shit.
Yeah,
like,
it doesn't play DVDs.
How's that supposed to be like a main console if it doesn't even play fucking DVDs?
It's, you know, when I look at it, it's such a stopgap for them. I think it was so foolish of them to do something where it's like, hey, we're gonna come. It's not like this was, you know, the PS2 era where they could have came out and, you know, 2 years into the game, come out with something that's slightly better than everybody else, but not much. This is 10 years into this fucking console generation.
Right.
And they come out with something that's just barely a little bit maybe better than the other two consoles that are out. By the way, they're refreshing in 6 months. You know what I mean? It's just like,
yeah.
How fucking stupid.
Yeah, I
think
Nick. I'm sorry.
I was going to say my opinion on Nintendo for many, many, many years has been they can compete with Sony and Microsoft in terms of a technical aspect. They just don't want to.
Yeah, and that's fine, by the way, but they're not doing anything innovative anymore, man. I mean, I think the Wii was kind of it, and it was cool, but...
But the Wii was an accident.
Yeah, exactly. That's what my point is that it was a cool concept and idea that quickly fell by the wayside once people got over it. It's like cell phone games. They're not replacing.
I mean, my fucking mom has a fucking Wii U.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's because like, oh, I can point shit at the screen. Oh,
I can go
fucking,
bowling.
I can do my workouts. Yay!
Yeah, I'm very interested to see if their software sales work compared to their console sales. I know it's out there. I just haven't looked.
It's garbage. It's abysmal.
Yeah.
Everyone kept Wii Sports that was packaged with it and never played it again.
Yeah, I mean, going back to the price drop, Reggie, and then the 2DS. I mean, I grew up with Nintendo. The first system I ever owned was the Nintendo Entertainment System, and everything that Nintendo is doing right now, I don't think the perception of Nintendo is that they're a leading edge video game company anymore. They're just a toy.
Yep.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah. And it does, and I agree with you. I think it's sad. You know, I mean, I grew up with Nintendo as well. I think we all probably did. But. I just don't think – I think that their best route at this point in time is to start licensing their fucking IPs. I mean, that's pretty much – unless they decide to come out with the Wii U 2 and it's fucking – you know, it can actually compete or hardware-wise and they actually have some games for it. But we know they're not going to do that. So.
Yeah, I don't see another console, another home system coming out from them for a while after this one. I think
maybe never, man. I mean, look at Sega.
I think they're going to sit back and rest their laurels on the handheld, where they've been successful, you know, for many, many years now, and where they've made the bulk of their money, and they're just going to, you know, ride that out. I don't think they'll. I mean, I would have to see it almost being their company almost being in bankruptcy before they'll start selling off their.
They're nowhere close to being in bankruptcy.
Yeah.
Trust me.
That's what I'm saying. I would have to see their company be. Almost bankrupting itself before they would start licensing their IPs to be on other platforms.
I don't think that day will ever come.
Yeah, you think they'd go under first before they'd even do that?
Well, if it was ultimate survival, then yeah, they would do what they have to do, but they're nowhere close to being dead, so.
No, not yet. Again, this is the start of a whole new console generation, dude, and they're already.
Oh, they're behind. They're already, you know, 5 or 6 years behind hardware wise.
They've already lost. Just in pre-order sales compared to what they've actually sold console-wise.
Remember what I said last time, when you go to pick up your PlayStation 4 or your Xbox One, there will be divider walls made out of Wii U systems that will guide the people around the store to the product.
That may be so. All right, I'm going to call a halt to the Nintendo talk, and we're going to move on to the next piece of news, which is... Inafune goes to Kickstarter for his new game, The Mighty Number 9.
I have no idea what any of what you said means.
Do you like Mega Man?
I played that when I was a kid, and that was about it.
Motherfucker, dude. Really?
Yeah.
All right, well, Inafune is the creator of Mega Man, and instead of going to a publisher, he's going to Kickstarter to make his new game, Mighty Number 9, which... basically looks exactly like motherfucking Mega Man.
Yep.
Oh, I think I saw a little something about that, but I didn't read anything about it. Pretty much yawned and kept scrolling.
Yeah,
Am I correct?
Yeah,
they funded
over $1 million in like 24 hours.
Yeah.
I'm really surprised you had to go to Kickstarter.
You know, I can't imagine too many
bad?
More publishers doing that.
Hold on. Kevin, what's up?
I was going to say, I can see a whole bunch more publishers going to Kickstarter to get a game going.
Well, it's already been happening. I mean, this is like number 15 on fucking the game list of shit that got funded through Kickstarter and Indiegogo.
Well, yeah.
So.
Yeah. I hope they do. I think that's fucking cool, man.
Find out what your audience is before you fucking start pouring money into video games. Honestly, if this shit continues to succeed, I think that this will probably be more of the future. of titles than we actually think. So I'm excited to see what happens when they start going in this direction.
Well, we will see. We will see. I'm just surprised he wasn't able to go to a publisher and stroke out some sweet deal. But I guess going to Kickstarter allows him like full creative leeway to do what he wants, and also the platforms that he wants to put it on. So,
and I think he knew he was going to get funded no matter what, because when they announced that, what was it, that Mega Man Universe game like several years back, and like everybody went crazy and was so happy, and then all of a sudden it silently got canceled, and you know, people started asking questions like, whatever happened to this game? And then finally it came out that it had been canceled, and then he left, you know, he left the company, he left Capcom and went his own way. And I think he already knew that all he would have to do is say, hey, I'm making a game similar to what I was planning there, or similar to the Mega Man style game, and people were just going to throw money at him to do that. So, you know, and this way he keeps it all in-house at his own studio that he opened. So
absolutely. So moving on from that, EA says they're not favoring Microsoft over Sony.
Don't care.
No, they just favor dollars over no dollars.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's called business. It's called free market.
Exactly.
All right. Well, fair enough.
Who gives a shit? I don't know why anyone cares about this. Again, it's literally people writing shit to piss people off so we get fired up on the fucking internet. No one gives a fuck.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, then this next piece, we'll just file this under rumor. Rumor is Xbox One might come out after the PlayStation 4. Do we care?
It's going to happen.
You think so?
Yeah. There's no way they can get it out before. I'm just going to say that.
I saw a article or something today that was talking about how they just ramped up chip production with the overclocked or the upclocked CPU or whatever. So it's like in full production now. So
that's not a hardware change, though.
Yeah,
it was a software change. Am I mistaken?
So I can't
remember
last time they ramped up
production with the 360. Remember how well that turned out for him?
Yeah, Red Ring.
Yeah, I don't think they're gonna come out before.
Real quick, Kevin, how many 360s have you had?
This is my third, actually.
Okay, Kevin, how many 360s have you had?
Three.
Oh, I'm sorry. Fuck. Nick,
fucking
how many 360s have you had?
Hey, Kevin, how many 360s have you had?
Nick, go ahead, Nick.
Oh, God, I don't know. Four?
Oh, Rob, how many have you had?
We including banned consoles?
Sure, why not? You know what? No, let's be fair to Microsoft in this one. No, we're not going to include banned consoles.
All right. Probably three, I'd say. Maybe not. Well, I've only had one Red Ring that I couldn't fix myself. Matter of fact, no, I've never had one that I couldn't fix myself. So, I mean, I think I've had three consoles, but because I've upgraded from one console to the next as they come out, so...
Yeah, I'm on my second myself, so whatever.
I'm a fucking man. I'll fix my own shit.
Dude, that's why I pay people to do all my shit for me.
I had one go bad on me right after one of the firmware updates, and it bricked it.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
wonderful.
Like literally but 5 you know minutes what? After it, it just dead. So
back to if the Xbox One comes out after the PlayStation 4. I mean, really, we're looking at a gap of a couple weeks. None of this is going to matter. That first run's just going to be pre-orders and people that have been camping out for 2 days.
Yeah.
That's it. I mean, no, this is no big. This is no story. This is nothing.
It's clickbait, man. It's another fucking way to get people pissed.
Exactly. And that's why we're using it.
So that's why it's on the podcast.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Exactly. So, final piece of news is last weekend, PAX happened. I guess the biggest news of PAX is I've decided that we're going to PAX next year to fucking destroy it.
All right.
Awesome.
Yes.
I'll give you my address and information, and you buy the plane ticket in the hotel room. I'm in.
Wait a minute.
Can I get on that package deal, too? Ticket.
Yeah, I think so. I think we all need to get on, since Amazon is fitting the bill.
Oh, yeah. I forgot our weekly
Maybe
Amazon
they can sponsor
update.
Us to go to PAX.
Yes. Yes.
I will go to PAX when people start sending me video games to review and play.
Well, it looks like
that's
Nick's going.
That's the internet silence right there, Rob. Yeah. No one's going to do
I know,
that for you.
Exactly. So that's my... I'm just letting you know.
No one's going to send games to a hobo trash can.
You don't want to go to PAX for all the wrong reasons?
Well, I want to go anywhere that I can go do drugs and get loaded and party all night, but... I don't specifically need to go to PAX to do that.
Handsome Rob Stoffel is pre-banned from PAX. Was there any big pieces of news or anything that you guys found interesting that came out of PAX, Kevin?
Other than the Borderlands 2 stuff, they're going to make some statues. That wasn't really exciting. That's all I really had to talk about.
Wow.
I mean, I didn't really keep up with PAX this year.
No, you don't have to continue.
So, I'm sorry.
That was bad enough. Statues. Nick, was there anything interesting that you found out of PAX?
You know what? PAX was so close to GamesCon this year that I don't think there was really a whole lot to announce news-wise that already hadn't been said earlier the week before. So I guess the only thing I can really think of is I remember a few comments being thrown around about how the Xbox is going to have the FIFA bundle and stuff like that, and then some Sony representatives started talking about how, oh yeah, well, we're going to have this, badass Killzone Shadowfall bundle.
But that was based out of Europe. That had nothing to do with PAX.
Oh, was it? Was that Europe as well? So yeah. So
no,
I mean, other than the normal PAX stuff, some cool cosplay and apparently Greg Miller at IGN thinks like Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag is the most amazing launched game now on the PlayStation 4. So
come on, man.
Don't fall for that. Really? Don't fall.
Hey,
for that.
That's what he said. He said it went from not on his radar, to
the
after
problem
he got
is
hands on.
Ubisoft is really good at selling their games.
Yeah,
most of them suck.
Yeah,
I disagree.
Well, except for
you,
Far
agree
Cry.
Or disagree?
Disagree.
You disagree?
I fucking love Far Cry. I like the Assassin's Creed games. What the fuck's wrong with you, Rob? You want
what
fun?
The fuck? Assassin's Creed games are fucking
too much
horrible,
fucking
dude.
Final Fantasy for you.
Yeah, you know what? Give me Final Fantasy all day.
You're a dipshit. What was the last fucking Assassin's Creed game you played? The first one?
Two.
Okay.
And
congrats.
I decided I'll never play another one.
All right, well, smoke a pole, buddy.
Cool.
Yeah, I mean, I'll have to agree. I think Ubisoft does a fantastic
Splinter Cell.
Job. Yeah, so, they do a fantastic
Splinter
job on
Cell's
their
good.
Yeah,
they've been on an upswing.
Watch Dogs
Far Cry
out.
3 was good. Yeah. Splinter Cell was good.
Burn in hell, buddy.
Rayman Legends that just came out. Awesome.
Oh, fuck, you're right.
Okay,
I'm wrong.
Back to Ubisoft.
Hold on.
What about Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon?
Fucking yeah, hell yeah.
Alright, hold on. Hold on.
That was
Rob, shut the fuck
awesomeness.
Up. Shut up. I'll mute you. Ubisoft, I'm wrong.
Yeah, you stand
corrected,
bitch.
You have a lot of really
good
games.
Now cut yourself.
Except for Assassin's Creed.
Now cut
those
yourself.
Games suck.
Now cut yourself.
Now publicly cut yourself on this podcast. Stand up and cut yourself right now.
We need to see blood on the
webcam. I want to fucking
camera.
See Seppuku. Come on, buddy.
We need to see
your fucking sword.
We need to see blood on the webcam.
That's going to go over real well in the audio-only version.
Yay!
All right, so in terms of news, I think we've pretty much wrapped up the news. So let's take a little bit of a break, kind of gather ourselves. And we'll be back because it's motherfucking Namageddon. We're coming up with a name.
Oh, man.
It's over.
Oh, shit, the reckoning has begun.
Yes.
I'm excited to hear what y'all came up with, honestly. It's been bothering me all day. Especially
it's been
Rob
bothering
Stovall.
You all day? Oh my god. Have you ever been disappointed before?
I think we all might be saddened by what we came up with.
I shed a tear. I was like, really? This is it?
Okay, honestly, right, so, I feel like I did pretty good coming up with some
Okay, so we're going to time out right now. We'll have a little bit of a musical break, and then we'll be back right after these messages from really nothing.
Walmart.
Amazon.com. Yeah.
Amazon.com?
Yeah, that's our sponsor.
Yes. So hold on. 3, 2, 1. Hi, I'm Rob with the as of yet named video game podcast. I buy all of my games on Amazon.com. With Prime, it shows up day of release. I don't have to leave my house. It is the best way to buy video games, new and used. Right, I'm gonna take a piss. Smile at the end of that.
Sorry, Rob, I didn't hear anything you said. I was too busy buying my next game off Amazon.com.
See, it's working.
How long are we out for? 2 minutes, 3 minutes? I'm gonna go.
You guys still hear it?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Well, fuck it. Let's just forge on.
All right. Power ahead.
We should never have stopped. See, we didn't even change anything. We're back, by the way. We didn't even change anything in fucking Google Plus fucking Hangouts. Motherfucker. All right, so.
We're talking over the fucking internet. This is a fucking miracle of modern technology, and you're complaining about fucking feedback.
Yes, I want perfection. Oh. All right, so our topic of the week this week is we've decided we cannot remain nameless. We must name this podcast. So here we go. I'm going to start with a couple. And again, you guys don't know. You guys aren't going to know unless it's your own who came up with what.
Except for the big ass fucking grin on our face when it pops up.
Yeah,
yeah, especially on my screen. That crazy grin my guys got.
Hobo play.
Okay,
hobo
so
man.
the first one that we're going to go with is Gamer Talk. Who the fuck? Why Gamer Talk?
What we call it NPR? What the fuck?
Well, you know, as a matter of fact, there's another there is another recommendation called KRNR Games. For Kevin, Rob, Nick, and Rob. Nothing. Zero.
Dude,
nothing.
Rob's,
that was.
Is Rob like freezing up really bad on you guys?
No.
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 Oh, okay.
No. No, we're just. The silence is deafening because of how stupid Kevin's. I'm sorry.
Oh.
That random person's suggestion was.
I was the only one to send in. Names at the time.
No, everyone sent in names.
At the time, I was the only one.
No.
Well, he meant think about it instead of just typing shit in your computer randomly and throwing it out.
That's basically what I did. I was sitting there playing Borderlands while I was coming up with these, so I'm sorry for the stupidity of these names.
Oh, it's going to get worse. Okay. We're just fucking with
you. All right. Okay, so basically what we're saying is KRNR Games is a really bad name and we're not going to use that, right?
Right.
I think so.
I'm going to put an X next to that one. Okay. And we're going to put an X next to Gamer Talk, the most generic. Again, Kevin, thank you.
Hey, I was told to come up with names. I did.
I know, and you did. You just came up with a lot of really shitty ones.
Yeah. What can I say?
Don't
I was half.
Bad. You weren't the only one.
I was half into
probably
it.
Like three potential names out of this whole fucking thing. So, how I was kind of thinking about when I was coming up with my names was like, all right, we're kind of like a boy band. We need
no,
like a
not.
Cool name, like a band.
No, we're not.
Yeah, we kind of are.
Fail.
Yeah,
we don't get laid as much as boy bands do.
Speak for yourself.
Speak for your goddamn.
Yes. Oh, sorry. I'm assuming we don't.
You're assuming that we're all you, which we are not.
Ouch.
Yeah, burn. Burn.
It's okay.
All right, so here's another one. The Gamer's Manifesto. Anything? Nothing?
When I hear that, I see wieners fly across the screen.
Okay, so let's probably X that one out. Okay, here's one. Gamecocks.
I think that's amazing. Whoever came up with that was fucking
amazing.
Brilliant.
I wonder why you think that one is amazing.
Sounds like we're about to go to an underground cockfighting arena or something.
There's so many ways you can play it. It's awesome. It's perfect.
Well, Rob and I were texting. We had an intramural soccer team that we were going to call the Raging Cocks. And everyone's like, no. It's like, no, it's a rooster.
Yeah,
guys, it's
exactly.
A rooster. That's what that shit means. So no one's gonna fight for Gamecocks.
I'm down with it. I say fucking that's okay. What it's called. No one I'm gonna call it Gamecocks even if you don't.
Okay. Okay. So no one's fighting for Gamecocks except the creator and the person that came up with Gamecocks. So that's not happening. Okay. Okay. How about this? The Fanboys. Nothing. Okay.
That sounds like a gay boy band.
Hey, hold on. Let me take the X off of that one here, real quick. Okay. Watered down Gamecast. Way to be.
This is so sad.
we can't. Okay, Digital Cynics. Press start to play. 4-player podcast. Wow, dude, like nothing. Like no one has any. Like the people that created the. Rob is the only one that came up with something that's willing to defend it. Okay. Now here's one that two people had a suggestion is Irrelevant Gamers.
I like that one.
I like that one too. Anyone? Do you guys have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, it's all right.
It's all right? Why do you think it's just all right? Not the best fucking name you've heard so far. Because it's the best fucking name that you've heard so far.
No, it's not.
Okay, what Gamecocks is?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Gamecocks podcast. Thank you for listening today. Yep.
No,
we're
how
good.
About this? See,
I'm fine
imagine,
with it.
Imagine this. Hold on. Imagine this. Throbbing Twat plays a song or two.
Yeah.
At a PAX panel.
Yeah.
With. Hold on. Let me finish.
No,
stop
I like this.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Okay. We have a fucking smoke machine. All right. Throbbing Twat plays their songs. Major Penetration.
Yes.
And Vagina Hunters.
Yes.
Okay. Smoke Machine, the band stops playing, and welcome. We are the Irrelevant Gamers.
No.
Join us.
No. No.
No?
No, I thought you were going to go, we're the Gamecocks, and then we all come out like a la Rammstein with giant fucking prosthetic penises that shoot foam into the crowd. Yes.
What the hell?
Hold on. Have you guys seen Purple Rain?
Yes.
No.
Okay, have you seen Purple Rain recently?
No.
Okay, at the very end of that shit, Prince, when he's going fucking crazy playing Purple Rain, he gets on top of a fucking speaker with this purple fucking guitar and starts playing this crazy guitar solo. Now, when I saw that shit when I was 8, I didn't realize what was happening, but when I saw that shit 6 months ago, I got it. Fucking, like, white liquid shoots out of the guitar head.
Awesome.
Into the crowd.
Awesome.
Okay. And Rob, Gamecocks isn't even your best or most offensive name that you gave me, so I don't know why you're fighting for that.
Well, it's the only one you started with. Because,
how about this one? All right, hold on.
The date is September 3rd, 2013, and you are about to be penetrated by the Gamecocks.
This is sounding better already.
Oh my god.
I might be sold. I just spit everywhere.
Oh, that's a win. That's so a win.
Hold on. I'm taking the X win and putting a question mark. Okay?
Yeah, let's throw it in the maybe pile.
How about question mark exclamation point?
What's that? No. How about this? Gamers are us.
The fuck?
Yeah, I know, exactly.
Gamers
right?
are us. Well, I've got some good ones for Gamecocks now. Damn it. Damn you, Rob.
Okay. All right. In the spirit of Gamecocks, we've got Five Finger Games. Or Game Fisters.
To be fair, I didn't actually come up with that one. A buddy of mine that I was playing Borderlands with came up with that one. So that's not really from me.
Game Fisters.
I was going to say, you went from fucking gamers or it's like Game Fisters? This is called a fucking podcast for fingering your girlfriend.
That hey, can we name it? Can we throw that one on the list? Maybe that goes in the maybe pile.
wait. The I'm gonna finger your girlfriend or Game Fisters?
I'm gonna finger
this
your
one,
girlfriend.
Guys. Here we go.
Okay.
All right. Hold on. I gotta get ready for it. So, the date September 3rd, 2013. hold on tight to your Gamecocks, because we're about to go on a ride.
We're about to explode.
Awesome. This is getting better.
Well, there's a lot of directions we can go in Gamecock. I just don't know.
Hop on and ride a game, the Gamecock.
We told you it was a rooster, but we lied.
When was the last time you had a Gamecock?
Yeah.
Do you want to know about? You want to know more about Gamecock? Click here. Okay.
Gamecocks, so, right, a podcast that's long and hard.
God,
it will wear you out.
Name that we come up with. Fuck! How are we gonna? Oh.
Okay. God. Keep going. Keep going. Let's go to some other.
Yeah.
Names.
Yeah. Come on.
Losing control. Sex, lies, and video games. The podcast.
What?
Oh, it's so bad. We call you Rob Caitlin.
I know. Imagine when I was fucking reading these things. I'm like, that's why I didn't want anyone to know who sent me this shit.
Special guest star this week, Cato Caitlin.
Oh, so we get the Gaming Apostles podcast.
Special guest star Jesus.
Why don't we just call the podcast Jesus?
The Jesus podcast.
Yes, the Jesus.
We get a
podcast.
Lot of fucking views.
We sure would. If we want to talk about Amazon.com.
Oh yeah.
What better way to sell our shit? Like, dude, I don't know how we did it because we're talking about video games and shit, but we got fucking 80 million downloads. Right? I mean, imagine when I'm fucking trying to.
And then we'd get 160 million hate mail. From all the parents, kids that are like, "Oh,
whatever,
I thought this was a religious podcast.
Nope.
They're talking about penises."
Nope. Nope. Okay. Game us.
When they crucified Jesus, they nailed a 360 controller to his hand. It's the game. He died for our sins, and he died for our deleted save files.
I like how Nick is really getting into this shit. You can't see it, but he's like cupping his fucking mouth as he's doing all this shit to make his voice more thunderous.
More thunderous?
So, alright, so Gamed to Fame.
The clouds opened and the waters parted, and out arose the Game Apostles. Moses may have brought you the Ten Commandments, but the Game Apostles bring you your weekly gaming updates.
I got a news flash for all you guys. We've got, out of everything, we've got a bunch of no's, and we've got question marks for Gamecocks, Irrelevant Gamers, and the Gaming Apostles podcast. Four of us have come up with three.
Oh, you're not done yet. You've only named one of mine, so I know there's more.
I know. All right, so...
If Gaming Cocks was Rob, your best offer, Rob, I'm scared.
No, it really wasn't. I'm saving the worst for last.
Oh, God. Here we go. Roller coaster is going downhill.
Yes. No, I think the roller coaster has flown off the tracks and we're all dying. The biggest accident in podcasting
Flags.
History is happening right now. Okay, so we've got the Rage Cast or Rage Quit Gaming.
No.
It's a fine name, but I will say, Rob, that's one of
them. Yeah,
Rob's.
I'm more of a fan
it's
of
already
Game
taken.
Talks.
It's already taken.
Oh, is it?
So, love the cock.
Not surprised.
All right, so Lames on Games.
Man. Gamecocks.
That's your own fucking suggestion, Rob.
Dude, I just wrote shit down, man. And threw it
you
at you. Gamecocks, I was sold when
down.
I said
don't tell
that.
Me that.
I was
you just wrote
done.
Shit down.
He only wrote down four names.
Four. Four.
Oh, well, we're supposed to do more? I'm fucking sorry. You didn't give me a quota.
Well, mister, I'm Mr.
Oh, I
I'm
got more.
English guy.
Let me just go through our texting here.
Speak
the
well.
Carrot story. No. Please. I've got a ton. They're all in this text message between me and Rob. I'll keep going.
I don't see how carrots and video games go together. But that's just me.
Might
so,
as well just
right.
call it the VeggieTale podcast. Fucking carrot story.
Alright, so how about this? Alright. We've got the Bro Dudes.
Fuck you. Whoever said that, fuck you.
broke. Okay.
Gaming DP.
No.
I think that was one man DP was should be a one off. Never talk about it.
I already got. Right.
But yet it comes up in every single episode of this.
This one was by necessity. We're done.
We can't. There's no more one man DP talk.
You can't. Yeah. Well. Okay. Troll bullies. Okay. Elitist gamers. Nothing. All right. How about this? The popular kids.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
What are we running, a TV show?
Think about it. Everyone wants to be us, right?
Episode of
No, no one wants to be us.
No, dude, I watch Degrassi. I don't watch
Degrassi.
You watch Degrassi.
Dude, Degrassi was the shit, man. Fucking Drake.
I think I'm sold on Gamecocks now.
Fucking Jimmy in the wheelchair and Degrassi. No one?
I think I'm sold on Gamecocks now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck. All right, what about this? Indoor weekends.
Sounds like we played bingo.
All right, so... Motherfucker, if this shit ends up being fucking Gamecocks, I might be pissed.
No, you won't. You'll fucking love it.
No,
I think I'm gravitating towards Gamecocks or the Gaming Apostles, because there's a lot of things we can do there.
Could you imagine walking into PAX with t-shirts that say Gamecocks on it?
Well, you'd have to have a big rooster with like a controller dangling from its mouth, right? Imagine this, Rob. Come on now. So we go out on the internet and we find some badass soundbite of a rooster, you know. So at the beginning, we announce the date, and it's like, you know, September 3rd, 2013. It's the Gamecocks podcast. It's like, welcome to the
show! Oh my god. All right, keep going down the list. Let's see what else we got.
All right, okay, what about antisocial hobbies? Nothing, no. Okay. All right. The Master Race Gamecast.
Fuck yeah.
That's even better than Game.
We sound like a bunch of Nazis.
Join our KKK Gamecast.
I give you one fucking guess who came up with that shit.
Was it Rob?
When I fucking saw that shit, I fucking died of laughter. I'm telling you, man.
Master
but then I was
race.
Like, we could never fucking use this shit. This is like the most fucking offensive thing I've ever fucking seen in my life.
Welcome to our podcast. Unless you're Jewish, of course. Then get the fuck out of here and die.
Might as well throw yourself in an oven.
Whoa.
Oh, no. So, am I putting a maybe behind the Master Race?
No.
Yes.
No.
I think so.
Or are we just
exclamation point.
I think that's a maybe. It was a reference to PC gaming, but I mean, you want to talk about Jews and ovens, fine.
But... Wait, hold on a second.
Like,
how the fuck is that a fucking? Does that translate somehow to PC gaming?
It also doesn't help.
Everybody
called
PC gamers the PC Master Race. What are you talking about?
Wait. Say that again.
They call PC gamers Master Race.
That's true. He's got a point.
Oh, fuck, there's...
You fucking... What do you think? That I really meant, like, white power?
Yeah,
you're
I
a
did.
Fucking
maybe,
retard.
Maybe, I did. I really did.
Maybe if our if our podcast was a little bit more ethnically diverse, that would be okay. But four white dudes showing up called themselves...
I'm not
the
white.
Gamecast Master Race.
What are you then, Mexican?
I'm a bunch of shit.
Okay.
Oh, well,
I mean,
okay.
a bunch of different
white
shit.
But when somebody first...
No, I'm not
you,
fucking Mexican
there...
and Spanish and fucking... White guy.
Spanish is
white.
Irish
Spanish too.
Is European. European is white. I'm taking Master Race Gamecast out of the running.
Boo!
It's just a little bit too far. Boo! Who booed that?
Me.
You.
Hobo Playmobil man booed it.
Okay, so unfortunately, we've got three. Only fucking three.
Very bad names.
Very fun.
Gamecocks
so
is fucking
here
epic. Don't say it's bad because you know it's epic.
Here they are. Okay. Irrelevant gamers. I like the irrelevant.
I'm so bored with that name already. That name is already irrelevant.
You didn't come up with it.
No. When you said that to me, when you sent me that text, I was like, "Really, Rob? Like, this is the guy who came up with Throbbing Twat, and you came up with the irrelevant gamers." I was so disappointed.
That's actually mine.
Yeah, but Rob was pitching it.
Oh, okay.
You have to understand, I've known Rob for 13 years, and I've known some of the shit he's said and done. Party Crashers. Carrots.
Oh my god, Party Crashers. That was the best fucking idea I never did.
I know. That's my point, is I expected gold from you, and I was ashamed.
Well, you know...
I'm hanging my head right now.
Listen, we gotta come up with something that people are...
Gamecocks.
Okay. Alright, so, I like irrelevant gamers. I also, you know what? Fuck all you guys. I like indoor weekends myself.
What?
No one else does.
No. Wow.
Sounds like we're a bunch of old ladies crocheting and playing bingo.
No, we're a bunch of people that spend the weekends indoors, get it?
Weekends. Join us as we learn how to crochet a sweater vest.
Join us for indoor weekends on Tuesday.
Yeah, indoor weekends on a Tuesday.
You know, man.
Indoor weekdays.
Yeah.
All right. We're unemployed.
Okay, so, all right. So, hold on. Okay. The Gaming Apostles Podcast.
Tweet it, Rob. Just tweet it. Let's all tweet it. What are our selections?
No, because... No. We're not leaving this up to Twitter.
Oh, I was about to get on.
All right, and we have Gamecocks.
Yeah!
My least favorite. All right, so let's do this. Okay. I don't care. Right now, we're not voting for the one we like the most. We're just going to vote for one that we like. So we're not ranking all three of them. So if I say Irrelevant Gamers, I'm voting Irrelevant Gamers as one of mine. Kevin, raise your hand. Kevin. All right, so we've got two for Irrelevant Gamers. All right, we've got the Gaming Apostles Podcast. Raise your hand if you like that.
I'll raise my hand.
You got one.
My phantom hand.
Okay. So we've got that. And then we've got...
Gamecocks. I'm raising my hand really high right now. Kevin, raise your fucking hand.
You know, Kevin, it's a great name. Don't do it. It's Kevin. A great name. I'm not going to lie.
That he raised his fucking hand, Rob.
Did you raise your hand?
Yes, he did. No. That's three to fucking one. Rob? No. That's two hands. That's awesome. Even better.
Damn it.
Okay. All right. So basically.
Wins. I love it.
No, we're at a push.
We're at a push. That's three to fucking. No.
Listen. No. Okay? No. All right. One more. Let's just go through this list one more time.
If you just want to name it, man, just go ahead and name it. Because it's obviously. You're going to pick the winner here, so just go ahead.
I'm not going to pick the winner here. I'm just saying that, hey, Amazon. Big picture, Rob. Big picture. Gamecocks.
Yeah.
Might not fucking work.
Well, if there were more than six people that ever listened to this fucking podcast, then
I
would agree with you.
That's bullshit, because episode 4 had 40.
And
I might have downloaded it five times.
It doesn't matter. It still shows 40. In fact, hold on a second. Let me go see how much we're at right now. Hold on. Right now.
41.
Listen, if Amazon ever comes knocking, we can change the fucking name. But they're not going to.
We can't change the name. This is the brand. Last week's episode 19. Just saying. More than five. So, whatever the fuck you said, that was a low number. Insultingly low number.
19 minus five. So
19 downloads or 19 listens? What is it?
Combination.
Oh. Ooh.
Okay. Ha 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 ha. Real funny.
No.
All right. Kevin, what is your... All right. We all know that Gamecocks is a good name that we can have a lot of fun with.
Right.
No doubt. Okay. I don't think it will work long term.
We just need something funny, professional, and, like, not taken.
There's a college sports team too. Called the Gamecocks. That's fucking professional.
Well, hold on. Now let's go to Twitter and let's see if Gamecocks is taken on Twitter, because that's also going to be. Hold on.
Yeah, well, of course it is.
Well, then we can't use it, dickhead.
Hmm?
We can't use it. How are we going to brand this
Gamecocks
shit?
Gamecocks Gaming, bro.
Gamecocks Gaming.
Oh, fuck. You have an answer for everything.
Game Cocks, yeah, I do. Podcast.
Raging Gamecocks.
Okay, hold on.
What about just Gaming Cocks? All right,
so Gamecocks is taken on Twitter. What was your other Gamecocks Gaming?
Or Raging Gamecocks.
Or the game.
Can we not put Raging in front of it?
How about Gamecocks Podcast?
Yeah, or Engorged Gamecocks Podcast.
Are we going to spell Cox?
Engorged?
Are we going to spell Cox? C-O-X?
I'm trying to reel this shit in, not go further over the fucking cliff.
Introducing the throbbing Gamecocks.
Even if this has the best name in the world, this professional, the shit that you say, and that I say, and that Kevin says, and that Nick says, is so fucking offensive. That we're never, ever gonna get fucking sponsored fucking corporate shill. Ever.
He's kind of got a point.
You said fag at least 3 times today. That shit don't fly anymore, bro. This ain't 1979.
I did? I said it that many times?
You said it at least twice. Maybe 3 times.
Oh my god, I think I'm crying.
It doesn't matter. You said it once.
I think I'm starting to cry. I'm laughing.
Can you imagine if we had half a million listeners? Can you imagine how much fucking hate mail you get? Imagine if you did have corporate sponsors. You were talking about your band Throbbing Twat 10 minutes ago.
Oh my god.
It was a long time ago,
doesn't
man.
Doesn't matter.
People mature,
doesn't
right?
Matter.
Yeah, maybe.
Things change.
You guys talked about putting Jews in ovens. It's not good.
I didn't.
I didn't either.
I didn't.
You guys
it was only because of your shit fucking recommendation of the Master Race
I
Gamecast.
I was referring to PC
maybe
gaming.
Maybe we should name it
know.
The Master Race Gamecast just to prepare our listeners.
Yeah.
They'll know up front exactly what they're
what
getting
they're getting,
into.
Exactly.
If you're offended by Master Race Gamers, then...
It wasn't because of the fucking PC shit. Mm-hmm. No. Deny.
So the game, we don't like the Gaming Apostles at all? I think that one's okay. We can do some funny stuff with that.
You and Rob both raised your hands on it. I mean, I like it. I think it's a little too long.
The Gaming Apostles? Yes.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Kevin, what do you think?
Me?
You're the only Kevin on this fucking podcast.
I wasn't
podcast.
Really paying
yeah.
attention. It's okay. I'm not entirely too sold on it.
Gaming Apostles is 5 syllables, and Irrelevant Gamers is 6 syllables. So go fuck yourself online.
Hold on. The Gaming Apostles Podcast.
Oh,
how many was
Jesus
that?
Christ. Gaming Apostles. Irrelevant Gamers.
Put podcast at the end.
Yeah. The really cool podcast from the Gaming Apostles. Yeah, that's fucking a lot, dumbass, but Gaming Apostles.
Wait, hold on. Let me just
call
it the really cool gaming podcast. Be done with it.
The what?
The really cool gaming podcast.
No.
Sounds lame.
Nope.
Gaming
Talks.
Kevin.
I'll go with the Gaming Apostles if we can get a third vote on that one.
The gaming acoxels?
Acoxels. <No.
laughs> fuck.
Just let
what
it go,
just,
Rob.
Right, okay.
Game what Cox, about bro? Irrelevant Cox?
Speak for yourself, Kevin.
Hey.
You're having 2 kids. Your wife's not letting you go near her for years. So.
Years. I'm telling you, we could do
perhaps
some. I mean,
forever.
Either way, Gamecocks or the Gaming Apostles, we can do some fun stuff with either of those. I think it would be cool to have, you know, the opening with the Gamecocks with the rooster.
Yeah,
that would be pretty funny. Some pretty funny shit. And the Apostles one, you could do some, you know, you could do some good openings, or I could record some good openings for it. You know,
you have like a really deep voiced rooster, and then like a thud at the end of it.
Exactly. It's a penis reference, Rob. We get it. It's a penis reference. Ha ha ha.
September 3rd, 2013, and these cocks are primed.
I got September. Hold on. September 3rd,
they've got a load of gaming news
4 minutes,
for you.
And that's the name of a video game podcast. What they ended up doing was quitting and not doing it any fucking more because they can't fucking come up with a goddamn name that's fucking funny and fucking relevant and isn't fucking sexually or racially charged. How about that? How about that?
You don't – okay, listen. You don't think having an intro where we say the cocks are loaded full of these cocks are prime.
Yeah, it would be funny.
They're loaded full of news, gaming news.
Okay. Think about it like this. Think of it like just by some miracle stroke, this podcast really catches on, which we've got a legitimately small chance of that happening, but it could happen.
Some miracle
and
stroke.
And we're at a place like
stroke.
PAX. What?
Stroke the Gamecocks.
Man.
You said some miracle stroke. No, fine. Then I said I'll vote for the Gaming Apostles, too. I like that one because we can do a lot with that one, too.
Here's the thing, Rob. If we're all going to stop swearing and you're going to stop using hate speech. And
I don't use hate speech, dickhead.
You said fact.
Once we name the podcast and go forward, then maybe we put some rules in line about what's, you know, we have some things that are that were inappropriate for us to say.
Exactly. So if you really want to take it seriously and be marketable, then there absolutely has to be some rules, because a clean name ain't going to do shit if every time someone listens to what we say, we open with how gay somebody is or what an asshole, you know, I am, because I don't fucking know. But you get the idea.
So you're basically saying that I'm contradicting myself.
No, not at all.
I think Rob's head is about to explode like in Scanners. His face keeps getting redder and redder.
It's a million degrees inside my house, man. Game Fisters, I can't talk anyone into Game Fisters.
Game Fister, really? Game Cocks is not good, but Game Fisters is
good.
I'm just,
God, you're fucking right.
Dude, I can see the logo now. I see it.
All right, what's the logo going to look like?
It's our t-shirts from our fucking soccer team. It's a rooster, and he's got a controller on his fucking neck, like Nick was talking about earlier, and a giant fucking cock beneath him. Riding a rocket cock.
Wait a minute, hold on.
Hold on.
I'm following you all the way through until the rooster has a gigantic cock underneath him.
Yeah, I was following him until the rooster.
But I do think the rooster and the fucking controller is cool.
Yeah, it could be like an old school Nintendo controller, and you could have the cord in his mouth.
Yeah.
And it could be hanging down.
We have different ones, like he's holding an M4 in one, because we're talking about Battlefield, and then the next one he's got Link's sword and shield. Not that we'd ever play Nintendo, but you get the idea.
Yeah, I think we just hated on Nintendo for a good 30 minutes on this thing.
Rob's
not wanting to do Game Talks.
It is so good, you know it.
If it
helps,
listen
to 24-year-old Rob, not 30 fucking 3-year-old Rob. Listen to the Rob that
I'm
you and
Dick.
Listen to angry Rob, blackout Rob. Listen to that guy.
I only blacked out once, man, and I woke up the next day ready to go.
Yeah, I know. At I was six. Proud of you then.
You
I
were
was
there.
Proud of you.
That's right. That's my fucking cousin's welcome home party. Shit,
that was right. Yeah, remember? I was there.
Yeah, and they threw me in the bathroom and fucking projectile vomit.
It was
everywhere.
Fucking epic, boys. I could tell you.
Rob I'm jealous I wasn't there.
Rob was a sight to behold then, and I'm just a little fucking scared right now that he's all grown up and and the title Angry Rob no longer applies.
I get plenty angry, just another
shit. I earned the title Rampage Rob in Japan, and every now and then that shit still comes out.
Oh my god. Alright, okay. Gamecocks or the Gaming Apostles? Kevin, what do you go with and why?
Oh, God. Gamecocks is pretty funny. Gaming Apostles sounds like we're a church group that plays the Bible game on PS2. I mean, we already have a symbol picked out for Gamecocks. I know I'm saying everything you don't want me to right now, Rob, but
I want you to say what you feel. This is therapy.
Gamecocks is pretty solid. It's pretty good.
It's really hard to say no to that fucking name, man. Fuck you, Rob. All right, We have named the fucking podcast. We are the fucking. It's a
stand-up name. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah.
Game. All right. We got to put like Gamecocks Gaming or something.
Yes, that so name's got a little push behind it.
All right. So it can't be Gamecocks, but it's got to be like Gamecocks Gaming or Gamecocks podcast, whatever. What do you recommend?
I guess it depends on the media. I mean, if it's just written down on an iTunes page, I get it. Like, if it's Gamecocks Gaming, but if it's, you know, a fucking internet page and they're looking at the logo and shit, I think it'd just be Gamecocks because it's going to be obvious at that point.
Well, what I'm thinking of, I want it to be like our Twitter, and if we do like a Facebook group or something, I want everything to be the same. So
Gamecocks Gamecast? I don't know.
Well,
what do you guys think?
That could work.
I mean, we're obviously just going to call ourselves Gamecocks.
Yeah.
Right.
All
right.
Well, next week will be, and this is episode 7, and we are your Gamecocks.
Jeez, could he do that any less enthusiastic?
Yeah.
It's going to grow on him. Yeah, next
we're
week
bulging
like,
out the Gamecocks.
Name.
Yeah. We are bulging at the seams this week. We are the Gamecocks. Fuck no! No!
No! See, because Rob wants to go to his wife after this and be like, "Yeah, we're this," but he really doesn't want to go to her and say, "Yeah, we're the Gamecocks."
We chose a name.
His wife married him.
Cocks.
She knows who he is.
Do you want me to get her in here right now so she can?
Yeah, like,
get her to proxy.
Get her to proxy.
Proxy.
She doesn't have any fucking voting rights. No.
Oh.
I didn't say that she did, but...
I didn't think she even liked to enter... I didn't know she even liked to enter
the room. If you guys
want to
watch me get punched in the face, that's great.
No, you know what? Don't bring her in, because she's still probably mad at me because I didn't make the wedding.
Oh.
Oh, my God, that's right. Like, fucking two days beforehand. Dude,
yeah. I got a picture from Justin with the empty chair. I didn't forget. I was working in Coachella, remember? My boss asked me to take over to manage that event, and I fucked up. I totally forgot. It was the same weekend.
One less mouth I had to feed. I didn't give a shit. Actually, two, because you were going to bring your fiancé at the time.
Yeah. Hold on.
All right, so we are now going to refer to this podcast as...
Before we actually cement this, we need to see if Gamecocks from the college football team isn't copywritten or anything.
Well, I'm sure the logo is.
The logo probably is, but...
you don't think the name is?
I doubt it, man. Gamecocks is a reference to an animal.
But you can spell it with a... You could spell it with a you know, COX. You know,
that'd be like.
Then it sounds like we're a video game cable company.
Game coax.
Well, let's go look here. Copyright. How are we gonna find
out?
No, it's
on Wikipedia. A gamecock or game fowl is a type of rooster. It's a fucking. It's an animal.
That's okay.
Yeah, we just gotta make sure. All right,
good.
No, that's what I'm saying, but I think we're good.
So are we gonna go Gamecock Gaming or are we gonna
Gamecocks Gaming, that's fine. I like that.
Alright, so for Twitter, Facebook.
You better get on
iTunes,
Twitter right
assuming,
now and get that.
You're gonna get so many fucking people going, that's a fucking great name. I can't wait.
Hold on.
If I had Twitter, I'd probably be able to say that.
I'm looking up on iTunes to see if that's taken on iTunes.
Can't imagine anyone is as foul and inappropriate as us.
Stupid. All right. Hold on. Game. Crazy. Oh. Okay. So, Gamecock. Two words isn't taken. Let's go look here. Hold on.
Should be a single word.
I know. I'm just double checking, dickhead.
Okay. Or it could be throbbing Gamecocks because, you know, we got two Robs in here.
Ooh, that would bring throbbing Twat and throbbing Gamecocks together. That would be awesome.
It's like a circle of life.
This is.
I'm making more and more sense to you, Rob, aren't I? I know it.
You're just wearing him down.
I'm gonna burn this fucking episode. This episode's not going live.
I appeal to your sensibilities.
Rob, how come you haven't changed the name from Games on Hate yet? Oh, gee, I don't know why. All right, well, we're in the clear. So.
Awesome. Oh, it's so fucking great. I feel good about myself. I really do.
I can't believe that was the worst one you came up with.
Give me 5 minutes and I will come up with a name. That was like the first thing I sent you.
His worst one was Lames on
Games. Yeah, that was a reference to a prison thing, but whatever.
Whoa.
A prison thing? What the fuck, dude?
When you call somebody a lame, it's like a prison term.
Explain. What does that mean?
Like, you're a fucking lame, you're a loser, you're a fucking snitch. Like, it's all those things.
So, okay. Yeah, it's a bad idea. All right, so we're for now going to be Gamecocks.
Don't sound too excited, Rob.
We're Gamecocks. We are the Gamecocks.
Yes, we are.
The Gamecocks.
Everyone. We are the Gamecocks.
We are the fucking Gamecocks. I love it. I love it so much.
Hold on a second, guys.
You better wear a face shield.
These cocks are locked and loaded.
You better bring protection because the Gamecocks are coming.
I hope you bought a skin for your controller because my Gamecock is ready.
Oh my god. Oh my god. The logo is a picture of the Wii. That plastic fucking thing that went on the Wii remote.
Oh god.
Hey, hold on, guys. Hold on. You ready? You ready?
Yeah. Are you farting?
No.
What are you doing?
What are we waiting
for? Yeah, I'm waiting.
It's only funny to him right now.
You don't hear it?
No.
No.
Oh, shit.
What? Yeah, way to blow it.
Just like the Sorry. Gamecock.
Cock-a-doodle-doo. We are the Gamecocks, episode 7. That will be next week.
Who's going to be our first guest?
Ron Jeremy.
Ron Jeremy, yeah, and then followed up by Peter North.
In this roundtable discussion, we have Nolan North followed by Peter North. Jesus. All right, so that's it. We're the Gamecocks.
Yeah, yeah.
You win, Rob. You win.
Oh, I got a great picture. I'm sending you right now.
Oh god!
No, don't send me any pictures.
Oh no.
Oh, Rob, I was going to say it was a bad idea for you to give me your phone number because I have some really brutal, nasty pictures,
man,
to send to you.
I want no dick
it's
pictures.
It's not a dick picture. Oh. I swear to God, this is actually funny. It's all more. Right. It has more to do with the sports team, but still, I think it's funny. It'll work. I want to send it to all of you.
All right.
Yay.
So, are we done here? We've named the podcast. Mission accomplished.
Yep.
No looking back.
No looking
back.
There's
no need.
Okay. Kevin, we're all gonna say something Gamecock related at the end of this episode. So Kevin, say something Gamecock related.
Gamecocks all the way. I don't know.
Oh fuck, man! Are you
rocking my cock?
High school cheerleader.
Rocking my Gamecock, yeah.
All right, I just sent that email. Everyone check your emails.
I'm about to go downstairs and pull out my Gamecock.
I need some private time with the Gamecock. You guys check your email? Please tell me you have.
I'm about to.
I just did. I don't see anything.
Really? Check it. Refresh. Do it again.
I just refreshed.
Refresh
it
again.
I got an email from IGN. Is that you?
Yeah, that's me. Corporate office.
You check my spam.
No, it's I replied to that email you sent us yesterday about the podcast. It's in that thread.
Oh, here it is. I just got it.
Here we go, boys. Here you go.
For those listening in, it's a cheerleader holding a sign that says "Cox."
Don't worry. What I'll do is I'll make that the picture.
You just fucking Photoshop all of us in.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's like cheering for us. She's like the Gamecock.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Is there enough faces in there to put in?
I'll make.
We even got male cheerleaders.
Make it work.
So, all right. All right, are we done?
That's it.
We're done?
Do you want to be done?
Until next time.
Gamecocks? So, what you're saying is the Gamecocks are done spraying you down with video game knowledge.
Good job, handsome Rob. You came
Thanks,
up
buddy.
With
you're
going
to you're gonna love my audio track.
I can't wait. I cannot wait till next week when I come in and we have some opening and it's just like, fucking ladies and gentlemen, the Gamecocks are here.
Cock-a-doodle-doo, motherfucker. Is your Gamecock ready?
No, mine is. Cock-a-doodle-doo.
I never rock my Gamecock.
I always
coming at
my
you.
Game,
no protection.
Doc.
No protection. No Vaseline.
You don't know how to use yours.
Oh my god.
That's awesome.
All right.
This is gonna be famous.
We've been on air this whole time. That's awesome.
Yeah, I know. We're the Gamecocks.
No one's listening.
Deal with it.
And I think we're done. We've named it. Thank you.
Welcome,
Rob.
Hashtag deal with it.
Yes. Unfortunately, Cox! I think that's the way that this is going. Cacox.
Wait, are
I
we off
another,
air now? Or are you
got
taking us
picture
off air
to
now?
Send all of y'all?
Oh, good lord.
Well, I don't have to be on air. So. Y'all get it.
We need to wrap this.
All right,
up.
Boys,
we're done.
We need to wrap this Gamecock up.
All right, yeah. We need to wrap our Gamecock up.
Until next week.
Until next week.
When you get penetrated.
When we can have the official launch.
We're the mind penetrators. We're coming at you through both of your ears at the
same
time.
Hold on to your analog sticks. The Gamecocks are coming.
Oh, coming like.
That shit.
Wow.
Oh god.
Hold on to your rumble pack.
So, what's that?
I said hold on to your rumble pack.
What did we just do? We
cup the controller because the Gamecocks are coming.
Dual shock? More like the dual shocker.
Okay,
awesome.
Thank you.
I'll see you boys next
you,
week.
All
right.
Yeah, next week. Yeah, next week.
Bye, everyone. All right,
we terminated that shit. Oh, where did he go?
Oh, he bounced out. All right, am I stopping recording?
Yeah.
I'll stop it right now.
Yeah, we'll stop it. Wonderful. Thanks, Rob. Glad I invited you to this podcast. Always trying to catch up with myself.
All right, I'm back.
All right, cool. Just waiting for the other two guys. I think
Shell's making dinner, so let's fucking hurry this up.
Well, dinner's gonna have to wait, dude.
Not tonight, sir. Any other night, I would agree.
What is she making?
Fucking tri-tip roast.
Alright, so you can miss that.
A little au jus.
Whatever. Alright. Uh-oh, I'm getting a little feedback now. What's up with that?
I don't know, I hear it.
You don't hear it?
No, I do hear it.
I hear it too.
Hold on.